This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So many of you guys saw this story coming out of L.A. Times, where in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is going to ban suspensions for grade 6 to 8 years old if they defy authority, willfully defy authority, and for other sort of things they do, bad boy things, bad girl things they do in class, they aren't going to be able to get suspended for that. Now, of course, if there's any violence or bringing a gun to school or a weapon to school, yes. But they're going to kind of do away with suspensions. And this kind of brought up a lot of talk on social media, especially from teachers. Teachers have a lot to say on this one. Because, I mean, I don't know if anybody asked the teachers. But I guess the school of thought when it came to this was, if a kid does bad and you kick them out of school, what does that do to their education? Does that start to spurn this prison of them, you know, well, by... they're not going to be able to be in society. They're an outcast. And, then is that going to force them to later go into a life of crime? And, you know, I've never been suspended. Something coming up here. I've never been suspended. I've gotten in trouble a lot. I went to 12 different schools. And a lot of different ways I got in trouble. In the second grade, they still had dunce caps. So that was in Maricopa County. So I had a dunce cap. When I was in Oso Elementary in L.A. in kindergarten, I think I had to sit in the corner, or I didn't think I got my chocolate milk and cookie, so I think they did food withdrawal. That was like late 70s, early 80s. That was in California. And then I was in Maricopa County for multiple years, as well as Clark County, Nevada. And between my fourth and fifth grade, and maybe part of sixth grade, we were spanked. In both states, we had spankings. So we would have to go up to the front of the class and get spanked. So I'd be like, Dolly, get up here. And I don't know what I did. I was probably, you know, making jokes or making farting sounds or flirting with the boys or doing something. And I'd have to go up and get spanked. I mean, you kept your pants on. You didn't have to take off your pants or anything like that, but you would get spanked with a paddle. And that happened in Vegas and in Maricopa County, and then in Phoenix. And again, I went to 12 schools, so I kept going back and forth different semesters, not because I was bad, just my folks moved a lot. And so, and I'm like, okay, good, the teacher's going to like me now. And then I would do something to tick them off. I was kind of class clown, so it was okay. I didn't really do anything bad, but it was bad enough to go to the front of the class and get spanked. That then stopped. Maybe it's because I was already in middle school or the higher school or high school, but you stop getting spanked after a while, and they did away with it because corporal punishment doesn't work. And then I would get sent to the vice principal's office. Now, I got in trouble a lot for cussing, so I would... I don't know why. I know why I used foul language. My father, English was a second language. And so he cursed a lot. And so, and I really, really liked my dad. I really kind of related to my dad. And so I would just be dropping, you know, every word I could. That was just, to me, natural language. And, you know, Dolly, go to the principal's office. I'm like, come on, man, really, crap. So anyway, I would, and I'd fall a lot, you know, so I got in trouble a lot. But you get yelled at, my parents would, you know, be called. That scared the hell out of me. That really, if my parents were called, whoa, because then I got in trouble. I'd get the belt. I did not want my parents getting called. So they didn't have to suspend me. I would go back to class and I'd be good, you know, until, you know, the next day. So the idea of, you know, we're going to keep you in class, I get that. I appreciate that. But were the teachers consulted on this? Because if I'm a teacher and there's a kid who's 10 years old that says, no, I'm not going to listen to you, and I'm the teacher, I go, hell no. What? Crazy say what? You get your butt to the principal's office. If that kid's like, no, make me. Yeah, and there's always these little bitty. I taught Sunday school, and I had a kid do exactly that. And I was like, really? You know, and I start to, you know, peacock, and I go, really, you're gonna challenge me? Out. And I was able to at least send him somewhere where he could go out. And I kicked his butt out of class, and then he behaved, and he apologized, and all that. But, you know, you do, as a teacher, need to be in authority. And kids need to learn about authority. If they're in school, and they get to treat their teacher like crap, how are they going to treat their spouse? How are they going to treat their kids? How are they going to keep a job later? If you tell your boss, no, I'm not doing the project, the boss, like, your butt's out of here. You're fired. Get out. I mean, so how are we preparing our kids? Now, I get schools are overwhelmed, so many of these kids might be getting kicked out, not even heard, you know, not even, you know, their side of the story, thrown out back in, you know, back home. And, you know, kids, younger kids especially, they'll feel like, well, they aren't wanted. They don't have a place. So I do think we need a happy medium, but I really don't want to wussify our children any more than we are. If you do bad, if you defy authority, there's consequences. Maybe we make you shave gym teacher's legs. I mean, that's kind of right, scary. Maybe we make you hang out with lunch lady. Maybe you have to work. You have to work in the lunchroom. You have to wash dishes in the cafeteria. You have to mop. Well, parents are going to sue because of the chemicals or whatever. And then fine, just give them soap and water. But maybe what we need to do is if we aren't going to suspend somebody that basically tells their teacher off, then what I think we need to do is then fine, you're on mopping duty. I mean, what do they do in the Army? They make you do push-ups. In fact, I had one teacher that made us do that. Every time we ticked them off, all right, stop, you know, drop and give me 20. They're like, really? And so we had to do push-ups. What's wrong with that? Go run another couple laps. So, I don't know. My opinion is I don't think kids get enough discipline, but we don't want to bring back spanking because that was ridiculous. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
Lion. Meaning 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some bad news when it comes to obesity. They say obesity levels have now reached nearly 40% in parts of the United States. 40% of Americans are dangerously overweight. The most troublesome states are Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, West Virginia. Their obesity rate is at or above 35%. I think Minnesota just clocked in at 3 and 10 or 30%. Again, still striking numbers. They say in West Virginia and Mississippi, the figure is hitting 39.5%, according to data from the National Centers for Disease Control. They say across the whole of the U.S., only three states have obesity levels under 25%. None have less than 20%. Not even California have less than 20%. Now, Colorado, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia are the healthiest. As you know, obesity costs the U.S. healthcare system over $147 billion a year. Research has shown it also affects work productivity and military readiness. We've talked about that. A lot of, what was it, a report coming out of the Pentagon years ago says our biggest threat to national crisis is our obesity in our youth. So, John Auerbach, president and CEO of Trust for America's Health, they fight for action to tackle obesity, says individual campaigns, even Michelle Obama's campaign, just isn't enough. It's getting worse. So they say the national obesity crisis is getting worse. Almost 50 years into the upward curve of obesity rates, we haven't yet found the right mix of programs to stop the epidemic. I've told you guys why. Nobody listens to me. Nobody listens. Okay. The obesity crisis is going to rise, especially in states that used to be very, very heavy smokers. The more we stop smoking, which is something we want to do, all right, we want people to quit smoking, we are going to see obesity rise. These are people that, you know, used smoking so much it kept them skinny and they're not doing it anymore. That's a big part of it. Another big part of it are those where the diet, you know, is more about, you know, big meals and family time and rather than just eating when you're hungry. We have to do more salads, do more vegetables, you know, areas where, you know, be more about the fish. So they say isolated problems and programs and calls for lifestyle changes aren't enough. Instead, our report highlights the fundamental changes that are needed in the social and economic conditions that make it challenging for people to eat healthy foods and get sufficient exercise. Now, and the other thing, too, is we used to freak out when we couldn't wear a pair of pants. Or, sure, good, I've got to lose those 5 pounds. Now, it's really easy to get a new size. It's really easy to look skinny on social media. So you don't realize there's a lot of people out there that are overweight that don't think they are. Oh, they go, well, that's not me. Look at my picture. No, look at yourself in the mirror. And, you know, I do it too. I look in the mirror going, oh, I look good. I look skinny. I'm not. What you need to do is stand next to a skinny person. You're not skinny. They say when the figures were broken down by education, those who did not finish high school had the highest level of obesity. 35% of adults compared with 24.7% college graduates. Adults age 18 to 24 had the lowest self-reported obesity. Well, that's because they also have the best metabolism. So they had 18.1%, still too much being young, compared to those who are 45 to 54. Broken down by regions in the U.S., 33.6% of adults in the South were obese, 33.1% in the Midwest. Now, Northeast is less, and the West is less. So why? Maybe a lot more fish, maybe a lot more activity, maybe a lot more vegetables. I don't know. So, what do we do? I mean, I'm looking at the map right now. I mean, we have parts of the country where it is just, it's bad. Now, is it that the word's not getting out? Is it that the weather isn't conducive to exercise? I mean, if you live in California, especially sunny California, Southern California, you could every day go out for a walk. Every day. If you live in New York City, you're walking all the time. A lot of New Yorkers are thin because they walk. Got to walk the subway. They got to walk to work. That you walk. Don't drive. When you're out in the more rural areas, you need a car. You drive. So, you know, also, in the rural areas, you don't have as much access to doctors. There's not as many doctors that are, or medical personnel that are available. And also, you know, maybe we're just too nice. No one's got to tell you that you got a big butt. I mean, in California, you know you're overweight. You see all the models, you see all the pretties, and, you know, you're like, okay, you know, I got to step it up. You know, and they'll even look at you like, really? Nevada, it was interesting. I was wearing an outfit. It had nothing to do with my weight. So I was wearing an outfit. It was January, maybe 4th, and it was a red and black dress, really cute, and then I had my Uggs, and my Uggs were wintery Uggs, but they had a little bit of sparkle. So I could see why they would look like Christmas, but they were black. They were black Uggs with some sparkle. Somebody walked by me in the library, because I had given a talk in the library, but somebody else walked by saying, that is so last Christmas. And I'm like, all I did was wear a dress with some boots. Who the hell are you? And so, I mean, I think people are a little bit more mean in some of these other areas. Now, Montana, that's God's country. There's some real, real beautiful landscape. So you're going to be out there. You're going to be, you know, skiing and fishing. But, you know, Minnesota. Minnesota was in the news. Why would Minnesota have obesity issues? Well, I mean, it gets really, really cold. I don't know when the weather's going to change, but I'm hearing that, you know, they got some of the worst winters. And Minnesota's adult obesity rate for the first time has climbed above 30%. Survey data from the CDC released yesterday, showed that Minnesota's rate was 30.1%, up from 28.4%. Now, State Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm thought it was sugar-sweetened sodas still remains a problem. Maybe a lot of people are still sedentary on their computers and cell phones. Teens are spending about 7.5 hours a day in front of the screen. And then the change from 2017 to 2018 was modest, but still, obesity rising. Now, there's the other thing. So we talked about smoking causing, people to not now use that to curb their appetite, so they're eating. We talked about, people's love of fast food, but our work has changed. We're sitting on a computer. You know, I don't see patients in an office anymore where I'm running around from room to room. I'm seeing patients sitting down at a computer. So the amount of steps I'm putting in a day is less. Now, I'm exercising more to try to compensate for that, but I'm not running around seeing patients. I'm on a computer. So many of our jobs have started to change to computer. And so that's also affecting our obesity. You know, I mean, you used to have to run from floor to floor to bring your, you know, drafts or your reports or your drawings to the other departments. You had to run up the stairs, whatever. Now it's just email me a PDF. We're not even walking outside to our car to go into a restaurant, to walk into a restaurant. We're just using DoorDash. So, people, this is on us. We're going to get fatter. We're going to continue to get fatter. And online, we look hot. All of us look really hot online. I know people who are huge, and I see them online, and I go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you lost all that weight. And then I see them the next day, and they're huge. And I'm like, what? And that picture was taken just yesterday. So it's all about perception. So what do we need to do? Well, changing KFC to have them make, you know, healthier food item choices, that's not going to work. We really need to probably do a wake-up call to everybody and say, guys, all right, soda pop, not good. Sugar, not good. These are the substitutes. This is what you need to eat. Stop it with the red meat. Skin the chicken. Eat the vegetables. You should have vegetables for breakfast. You should have vegetables for lunch. And you should have vegetables for dinner. Nothing, too, is you should be drinking at least 2 glasses of water with each meal. And then a few glasses in between meals. But if you drink 2 full glasses of water before you even eat, you're not going to eat that big a meal. We also should get rid of these big platter plates and have everybody eat off of a saucer. Your saucer size is a big enough portion for a meal. So there's some little things we could do. And if you notice, I did not cut the chocolate cake. If you guys like chocolate cake, I'm good. I'm there. I do not cut the chocolate cake. Just has to fit on a saucer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Experts say nobody dominated the Democratic debates last night on ABC. Former Vice President Joe Biden was challenged on his views on health care, race relations, and immigrant deportations under the Obama administration.
We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families.
The hottest exchange was with Julian Castro after he thought Biden misspoke about buying into his Medicare proposal.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in.
President Trump was criticized for his trade war with China by Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I remember President Trump scoffed and said he'd like to see me making a deal with Xi Jinping. I'd like to see him making a deal with Xi Jinping.
And he was criticized for not acting after a series of mass shootings from Senator Kamala Harris.
Obviously, he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
Singer Eddie Money has died after a bout with cancer. Money was 70 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, remember last month we talked about Eddie Money had revealed to his audience in a reality TV series, Real Money, that he had stage 4 esophageal cancer. And he had, it had been metastatic, spread, being stage 4. He looked pretty pale, but he looked happy and he looked still bright and handsome, as he always was. And he had been very optimistic, saying that cancer's come a long way since the 1950s and 60s. And every day above ground is a good day. Well, sadly, he passed at his home, survived by his wife of 30 years, Lori, 5 children, Zach, Jessica, Joseph, Julian, and Desmond. So the family sent a statement, with heavy hearts, we say goodbye. And the loved ones are grateful that he will live on forever through his music. Apparently, he played saxophone at the DTE Energy Music Theater on May 25th. His show aired on Thursday, his show Real Money. And when he was diagnosed within 2018, it hit him really hard. It, you know, as it would anybody. You know, he's only 70. And so, you know, take me home tonight, two tickets to paradise, baby, hold on. But he was able to pass away in his home in Los Angeles, California. And he had multiple health issues in the past, heart valve surgery and pneumonia after the procedure. He had to cancel tours, you know, but before we understand, he did pass away peacefully. He didn't give up music, but esophageal cancer, when it is found, it unfortunately can be pretty aggressive. And so, you know, it was really, really, you know, heroic, him, you know, being out there and, you know, sharing it. And it's not very easy, especially when, you know, he looks sick. So apparently the esophageal cancer was a tumor that was in the esophagus. The esophagus is the tube that connects the throat to the stomach. It was also the top of his stomach. It went to the liver. And, you know, by the time that happens, prognosis, unfortunately, can be pretty poor. So there's different types. You have the adenocarcinoma, which is the lower portion near the stomach. That's what he had. More commonly seen in Caucasians. But you also have the squamous cell carcinoma type that you see in African Americans. That's kind of in the mid to upper esophagus. And it is the sixth most common cause of cancer death worldwide. In the U.S., it comprises about 1% of cancers. Still too many. According to the American Cancer Society, 17,000 new cases are being diagnosed each year. The majority in men, 13,700 in men, 3,900 in women. About 16,000 deaths happen a year from esophageal cancer. And a lot of times with the symptoms, you don't know you have it until it's kind of later on. So it could feel like heartburn. Well, a lot of us feel heartburn. You can have abdominal pain. Feel full, even if you're not eating. Feel nauseous. You can vomit blood because, you know, it could kind of evade into the surrounding tissues. You can have weight loss, lost appetite, chest pain, cough. So what puts you at risk? Well, you know, being a man, you are at higher risk, but women get it too. But big risk factors are if you're a smoker, if you drink alcohol, if you drink a lot of hot liquids, that could unfortunately be an issue. Obesity, chronic GERD or heartburn, where the acid comes up from the stomach, changes the lining of the esophagus, and then it starts to change and become adenocarcinoma. That change from, you know, of the cells becomes Barrett's esophagus, and Barrett's esophagus could lead to adenocarcinoma. If you're deficient in vitamins, it could lead to esophageal cancer. If you drink liquids containing lye, now lye is an alcohol chemical, an alkaline chemical present in many soaps. And then, of course, if you had radiation to the chest. So if you catch esophageal early, you still have a 45% chance of living after 5 years. But if it's spread, the five-year survival is anywhere from 5 to 20%. So what do we do? How do we treat? Well, we could do surgery. We could do radiation, chemotherapy. So, you know, anybody leaves us at the age of 70, may rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The Bahamas might be hit with another storm. A tropical storm warning was issued today, yesterday, for the Bahamas. Less than 2 weeks of them getting devastated by Hurricane Dorian, which hovered over Labor Day weekend. So the U.S. National Weather Service issued an advisory warning that tropical storm conditions are expected in the northwest Bahamas, including the Abaco Islands, by late Friday. Now, no significant storm surge is anticipated, as the storm is only predicted to give off 2 to 4 inches of rain. But Hurricane Dorian's death toll right now is over 50. We have 1,300 people unaccounted for. And the conditions right there are now very, very scary. So they say 1,500 victims of Dorian have come to the U.S. after the hurricane swept through the Bahamas. So, you know, people are doing what they can, but the last thing we need is another storm. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, vaping, the numbers that the CDC had reported, close to 500 cases, has been corrected. And they have now brought the number down to 380 cases that they are investigating, as opposed to 450. And instead of 35 states, it's 36 states. So the CDC had to make a correction. They said the previous case count was higher because it reported possible cases that were under investigation by states. The current number includes only confirmed and probable cases reported by states to CDC after classification. So they had to come up with a new tally, I guess, because they say the new case definition counts on breathing illness with abnormal chest x-rays, patients with a history of vaping, and patients who had lab work done to rule out infectious disease or other possible causes. Now, I can't tell you how many people are admitted every single day with breathing illnesses and abnormal chest x-rays. But, again, what starts to cut that down from the millions that are in hospitals right now is, did they vape? So the 380 cases, the Federal Health Agency is probing, all have a history of vaping or e-cig use. Some of the patients involved reporting vaping products that contain THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient marijuana that causes the high sensation. Others reported vaping nicotine only. Some patients smoked both. But there's been 6 vaping-related deaths to date, and 1 in California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. And they think it's like an inhalation injury, and they're calling it a lipoid pneumonia because it's a very oily, fatty sort of substance that they're seeing around the macrophages, and the macrophages are the cells that scavenge around and grab the pathogens. Well, there are no pathogens. So what are the macrophages trying to clean up? Lipoid. And lipoid comes from oil, so we think it's from the CDC, the cannabis oil or the THC oil. So what are the symptoms these people are having? Shortness of breath, fatigue, chest pain, diarrhea, vomiting. But the CDC has not found a specific cause of the illness. And no single product is a culprit. So that's why when people are trying to go after Juul, they can't do that yet because none of these may be Juuls. So one recent study led by University of Pennsylvania researchers found that there are damaging effects on the blood vessels after one use. And we have an Illinois teen who has lungs of a 70-year-old after vaping for more than a year. Apparently his lungs are so bad, he's almost died. He's been using e-cigs for a year and a half. And so we don't exactly know what condition he has, if he's kind of developed a COPD, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. But he's been vaping over-the-counter liquids, then he switched to THC. He got from an unofficial dealer. And then he started to get shivers, began vomiting, probably had cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. And it was through, nonstop throwing up. Went to the doctor, and then the x-ray of the lungs showed huge damage to the lungs. He was admitted to the hospital, and he had severe lung disease, something you don't see in young people. And so these stories are out there. I don't know if the kids are listening, but they're out there. Quit vaping. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a cute study. They say women are less likely to wear high heels if they're going on a date with an ugly man. Why? Because they don't want him to think that they want to have sex with him. Why are you going on a date with him again? They say nearly 300 female university students in Slovakia were quizzed for the study. And they were asked if they were going to wear high heels, if the guy they were going on a date with, they thought was ugly. And now, mind you, I've dated people that weren't very attractive, you know, but I mean, if you find them ugly, I wouldn't call it a date. I mean, I'll hang out with friends, but I wouldn't call it a date if I have no romantic interest in them. Well, scientists quizzed about 300 university students. They were all heterosexual. About how often they wear stilettos or another type of heel. Volunteers were asked if they would wear the high heels or a flat shoe if they went on a date with two men plucked from Google Images. One of them was very attractive, and the other was polar opposite. 60% said they would wear the high heels on a date with the attractive man. In comparison, only 22% of the same women revealed that they would wear the same shoes for a date with an unattractive male. They say similar results were recorded when the team from Comenius University in Bratislava removed answers from women who had never worn high heels. Because some women, they're like, well, I'm not a high heel wearer anyway. So this went into a scientific journal. They say from an evolutionary view, high heels serve as a subtle and strategic indicator of female sexual interest. On the other hand, females might avoid high heels in situations where they wish to avoid unwanted mating attention. It's really true. I didn't realize this. But if I'm going to be at a function, and I don't want people thinking about sex, it's a charity, it's a kid's thing, or whatever, I wear flat shoes. You know? But if it's something where it's like, well, I need to look good, I'll wear the heels. It's weird. I don't know. But I wear heels not always to look good. Sometimes it's just, that's just what goes with the outfit. But I will specifically wear flats if I don't even dare want anybody thinking, like at work. I don't really wear heels at work. So, yeah. So, they say females use behavioral tactics in order to attract the attention of a desirable mate. Oh, yeah, we do. They say wearing high heels enhances physical female attractiveness for the opposite sex. Thus, their use seems to be a powerful sexual signal. So, why? Well, they say heels improve the lumbar curvature. It alters the female gait. It reduces stride length and increases rotation and tilt of the hips. So some guys think it's very sexy. I don't know. I mean, I wore tennis shoes when I dated my husband. I was always on my feet in medical school. And so wearing heels, it is so funny. I was able to wear heels until medical school. And then I think I was on my feet so much and my feet flattened really badly. And so my heels now are, you know, unless they're boots, I really can't wear pumps. In fact, there was a study saying the average amount of time somebody can wear a heel is an hour and a half, and then they have to kick their heels off, and that's so true. Anytime I'm out at a party or gala, after about an hour and a half, I can't wear those heels anymore. But I can with my boots. So, men find high heels attractive. Like we said, women appear to arch their back a little bit more. A signal that, I guess, tells them they're ready for sex. Not always, guys. And one theory was tested by showing men photographs of women wearing heels or flats, but with the picture cropped at their ankles. The closer their back arched to an optimum angle of 45 degrees, the more likely men found them attractive. These are studies. This is where our money is going to. People are studying this stuff. All right? I mean, I can tell you right now what I find attractive. Michael Fassbender in a movie I think is attractive. Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, very attractive. Any Viggo Mortensen movie, I find him attractive, even when he has all these, you know, beard hairs all over the place. But it's interesting. You know, we women don't really, in fact, I've been told by women, please don't give our secrets. But I mean, come on, guys are smart. We women do stuff all the time, and guys know we do it, and they appreciate it. But the funny thing is guys are smart. Guys won't call us women on it. So if we do the accidentally, oh, I dropped something, you know, or accidentally lean over so they see our cleavage or they see our butt, if they go, that doesn't work on me, then we'll either think they're gay, and a lot of my gay friends have. They've been like, really? Do I have to look at your butt? I'm like, oh, you're gay? I didn't know. Oh, good. All right, good. Now we can hang. I love gay guys. So then I'm like, oh, thank God. All right, good. Let's go shopping, please. My best friends are gay. It's fantastic. So the average guy, he's not going to tell you to stop because he's going to like getting to look, right? He's going to, you know, like, hey, go for it. You know, so guys play dumb, like, oh, yeah, really? That's what they're doing? And guys, a lot of times, can fall for it. And so, you know, unfortunately, I've worked in places where you see these women just fall over themselves with their heels and their blouses and their cleavage, and you're like, come on. And then it's too obvious. And if I was a man, I would want those people out of my office immediately because I'd be like, okay, wait a second. Those are the people that are trying to bring sex into the office place. the workplace. And we don't need sex in the office. We don't need harassment suits. You know, we don't need somebody saying I accidentally looked at something. So, I mean, if I was a guy, I'd be like, oh, hell no, out of here, out of here. Take you and your cleavage out. Well, they can't say that, obviously. But, and so I really commend the male bosses that, you know, don't put up with that. And they need to. They need to stop putting up with that. That's just, it's you know, and ladies, come on. Don't make us look bad, okay? I love being flirted with, but, you know, not at the office. Office is for work. It's a very dangerous ground you're treading. So, you know, but, you know, there are tricks we do all the time. Sometimes we don't even realize we're doing the tricks. Sometimes we just don't know. Like, I've seen guys, they don't even realize they like somebody. Sit up straight and peacock. And you're like, okay, come on. You know, and I'm like, you like her. Like, what are you talking about? I go, oh, my gosh, you like her. Why? Well, because you sat up straight. Meanwhile, they're talking to me, and they're all slumped over. And I'm like, watch, watch. She's going to come in the room and watch. And then they sit up straight. I'm like, you see? You see? So it's like, we can, there's so many different little things that, you know, we pick up on. All right, now, also in the news is gay chemsex. Gay chemsex has kind of been, I guess, a topic that's been a trend where you, I guess, have drugs and sex. It could be also heterosexual chemsex, but they say gay chemsex is apparently refueling epidemics of HIV in European towns and cities. This is according to NBC News. They say despite much higher risk of contracting the virus that causes AIDS as well as other STDs, these hookup apps like Grindr for tags such as high and horny or party and play allow others to find others who will do drugs and have sex. So high and horny and party and play. Now, of course, if you are inebriated or under the influence, you're not going to probably be that judicious about condom wearing. So as a result, they say AIDS experts say that in cities across Europe, HIV is spreading rapidly among men who have sex with men. So it's called chemsex. It's a growing phenomenon. You get high while you're having sex. Again, I thought sex in and of itself was supposed to be exciting, but some people add crystal meth, mephedrone, GHB, or gamma-hydroxybutyric acid to enhance the sexual arousal, performance, and pleasure. Now, there's a subset of chemsex known as slam sex. That's where partygoers self-inject drugs rather than taking them as pills or via pipes. Unfortunately, these slam sex ones can increase the risk of overdose. So there was a study published in 2014 of people attending HIV clinics in England and Wales. 30% of the HIV-positive men surveyed did admit to having chemsex in the previous year. 10 said slam sex. So be careful out there, everybody. Condoms, please. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
D Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.